Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. Welcome to the California Kitchen, where you can learn how to cook in under 3 minutes or less. I'm your host with the most. Let's get started. A very special thanks to my sponsor for this segment. I'm talking about all my wonderful friends down at Salzer and Diller Funeral Chapel, helping families and friends honor their loved ones. Professional funeral and crematory services for all families. Visit them at www.salzerandillard.com. So my next recipe is a summer peach cobbler. That is the recipe I have for you today. Now, like I said, we're doing things a little bit different here on the California Kitchen. We really want to make sure that we're utilizing so many wonderful fruits and vegetables that are coming to us right now, and they are in the peak of their season. They taste good. They cost less. Let's make it happen. So what I need first is we're going to put this all into a food processor. I'm going to add 1 cup of flour and 1/4 cup of sugar. 2.5 tablespoons of cold vegetable shortening. It has to be cold. Whenever you're working with shortening or butter, always just assume, unless it says on the recipe, room temperature or something else, it has to be cold, because when we're using vegetable shortening or flour and butter, we're going to be making some kind of crust, and nobody wants a dense, hard, nasty crust. We want to make sure our crust is nice and flaky. So remember, cold is very, very important to always remember. And I even like to put the flour in the freezer before using it, because it just makes so much sense. Why not, right? Anyways, next thing we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and add. So we're going to do 1 cup of flour, 1/2 cup of sugar. This is all going to be in our food processor. Everything is spinning on a nice slow speed here. Now we're going to add in the vegetable shortening. I'm going to raise the speed up to high. Once everything starts to come together, and it will come together, I promise you, we're going to go ahead and we're going to add in, and we want it to look almost like beach sand. They call it mealy. So once it starts to look very mealy, like if we were going to make bread, we're going to go ahead and we're going to add in some water. You want just enough water to bind everything together. And I found usually about 1/2 cup of water does the trick, but you never know. I mean, sometimes we don't measure things properly. And when we don't, we got to add more. You'll start to see it come together, because what happens as it starts spinning, everything will come together and it'll just form one big ball. And that's exactly what we want. Now what we're going to do is we're going to lightly flour our surface, and we're going to very gently just knead this to where it's not sticky at all. We want to make sure it's nice and dry, because we're going to stretch it out and we're going to roll it out. We're going to go ahead and we're going to top this. We're going to dock it first of all. If you don't have a docker, you can use a fork. Make little holes inside of your crust. Put our oven to 410 degrees. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to top this with butter. Put it in the oven and let it do its thing. While that's doing its thing, I'm going to take 4 cups of peaches, 1 stick of butter, saute that on a very high heat, 1 cup of sugar, 1 tablespoon of walnuts. We're going to put that in a bowl, and we're going to top it with our beautiful pie crust. We're going to let that cook for another 10 minutes at 325 degrees. We're going to go ahead and cover that with aluminum foil, pull it out, let it come to room temperature, and enjoy. I'm Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.